It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show here with Zuleika Pevic. She is a clean energy program manager for CLEAR, Clean Energy Economy for the region. Kind of a cool little program here. They are selling e-bikes for $150, which, as you would imagine, is significantly less than the average list or retail price. Before we get into the actual e-bike, you know, this program, which, by the way, is, I just had it here. It's called e-bike there, Garfield County. First time I maybe it was before this, but the first time I really remember hearing a lot about e-bikes was in 2017. When everybody was preparing for the Grand Avenue Bridge project. Mm-hmm. Specifically, I remember Glenwood City Council talking about use of e-bikes along the Atkinson and Rio Grande trails, because I believe up to that point, e-bikes were not allowed, if I remember correctly. And so they're setting up all these guidelines in terms of, you know, maximum speed and that kind of thing. For other people who maybe don't know a lot about e-bikes, is it as simple as it sounds? An e-bike is literally an electrically powered bicycle.
Yeah, more or less. So, and that's a really important distinction to make when you're thinking about where you're going to be riding your e-bike, because there are speed limitations on our bike paths and our walking paths, and even on mountain bike trails. Like, there are certain bikes that you can or can't have on certain trails. So it is important to talk about the different kinds of e-bikes. But typically, yes, an e-bike is your two-wheeled vehicle, pedal-powered with an electric motor. And the kind of the most basic has a pedal assist motor. So you still have to pedal the whole time, but it's a lot easier and you can go a little bit faster. You don't get as sweaty. And those are, I might have the terminology wrong, but like a type one. So they're the kind of the most basic. They have a motor, but you have to pedal the whole time. Type two have a throttle. So they have a throttle, so you don't necessarily have to pedal the entire time. Now, you're going to wear out your battery much faster if you just use the throttle, and their maximum speed, I believe, is 20 miles per hour, which is the maximum speed, I believe, on most of our local bike trails. It could be 25, but it's and that's fast. Most people aren't bicycling. They aren't pedaling 20 miles per hour, so it's going quite fast. But then you can also put it in pedal assist mode so that you save your battery, but you still have that easier pedal. And then there's the type three, which can do like the full throttle plus, I think they go up to maybe 30 miles per hour. And those are typically illegal on most places where there's going to be pedestrians of other kinds. So I think you could probably ride them on the road, but you wouldn't be able to ride them on the Rio Grande or something like that, because they're just too fast. So the bikes in the e-bike there program are the type two. So they have a throttle, but they don't go faster than 20 miles per hour. And hopefully they're going to get people places easier.
And as you mentioned, on a bicycle, 20 miles an hour is actually very fast. When I was a kid, I had a 10 speed, and I actually had a speedometer on it. Yeah. You know, that it's just a little wheel that attaches to the side of the tire, right?
Yeah.
And I believe a couple times I had that 10 speed up to 20 miles an hour, and of course, again, I was a kid and I wasn't driving yet, but it seemed really, really fast.
It is, and it's typically like, I mean, that's like full on commuter, like I am getting to where I'm going speed. That is not like, I'm out for a bike ride and enjoying the scenery.
Or if you're me, it's because you're running late.
Yeah.
Which of those three types of e-bikes are you selling at this $150 price?
Yeah, so these are the Type 2s. So they have the throttle, and you can use them completely on the motor, but you'll wear through the battery really quickly if you put it on that mode. So typically you would ride it in a pedal assist mode to maximize the battery life.
And you have a limited number of these. There are only 40 of these e-bikes that you're selling for $150. So you've got to narrow the field a little bit.
Yeah. So really quickly, how this program came to be is that CLEAR, the organization that I work for, we applied in a competitive grant process for the community access to e-bikes grant at the Colorado Energy Office. So organizations from across the state applied, and we were chosen. I think there are 6 or 7 other recipients to this grant. And we have received funding through the Colorado Energy Office to purchase these bicycles and administer this program. And yes, so we wrote our grant for 40 bikes. and we had heard from people from other organizations who did this pilot project last year that the hardest thing about their programs was finding people to apply. That was the hardest part of it. And partly it's because it's income qualified. So you have to meet the income qualifications, which is earning your entire household, whoever works in your household, earning 80% of our area median income or less. And so, for example, for a household of 4 people, that's a total household income of $75,000. And so there's fairly strict income qualifications for this grant money. And so when we wrote our grant, we anticipated that it would be a popular program, but we also wanted to hedge our bets a little bit and not end up, you know, begging people to apply. Well, and that has turned out to not be a problem at all. We launched the program on April 5th with the intention of leaving the application open for 1 month to hopefully get at least 40 applications. And this morning when I opened up my computer, we had about 120 applications. And so we are not lacking. We haven't gone through all these applications. We don't know if everybody qualifies. They have to meet the income qualification. And they also need to agree to attend a mandatory training session to learn all about the bike and all of the accessories that they'll be receiving, plus some basic bicycle maintenance and repair and safety. We're going to do a full safety training to make sure that we're not just putting people out on the road and on the bicycle paths who don't really know the rules of the road. They need to commit to tracking their usage data. So because this grant comes from the Colorado Energy Office and their Air Quality Division, we are trying to reduce vehicle emissions by providing these e-bikes. So we need to know how often people are using their e-bikes and how far they're going and how many trips a week they're taking, and then what would the other mode of transportation be if they weren't riding their e-bike. So would it be in a personal vehicle? Would they already be riding their bike so that we can estimate emissions savings from these bikes?
And if anybody listening right now is interested in learning more about the e-bike program, what can they do?
Yeah, so the best thing to do is to go to our website, the GarfieldCleanEnergy.org website, and the rest of the URL for that program is /eBikeThere2023. There you'll find information about the program and a link to the application form. Over the weekend, we broke the internet, and I've been spending this morning troubleshooting that. So hopefully I have the application fixed and you'll be able to submit your application. However, the caveat to that is that now we can't require a file upload and we need that income verification. So people are going to have to email their income verification to me. And I'll make sure that there is a link to my email on that webpage. We haven't got there yet this morning, but we will make sure that there's a way for you to email your income verification documents. And I just want to touch quickly on the fact that we do not currently have a paper application. We thought that we would be able to just print our online form as an application, and it didn't work out that way. And so we haven't had a chance to develop a paper-only application. And I just want to apologize to everyone out there who isn't comfortable using a computer to fill out applications or they don't have access. What the solution that I've come up with for now is that you can make an appointment at one of the libraries, the Garfield County Libraries, with Alex Bernal Garcia, who can help you fill out the application online. And I know that's not necessarily the ideal fix to this, but it's what we have right now. And Alex was very, very generous and is bilingual, speaks English and Spanish, and can help fill out those applications at the library.
And by the way, I was not laughing at you. I was laughing with you because we have all been there.
Yeah. You know, breaking the internet.
Yes. Yeah. You think you've got everything. The I's dotted, the T's crossed.
Yeah.
Every line terminated with a semicolon. And sometimes things just don't work out.
Yeah.
Again, that URL is garfieldcleanenergy.org/ebike there. 2023.
That's right.
Is this program just for Garfield County residents?
It is just for Garfield County residents, yes. And we know that there is interest in a region-wide, and that our region includes the upper Roaring Fork Valley, and it might include part of the Eagle Valley as well, because we do a lot of commuting across counties here. And this year it is Garfield County only. And if we can secure funding again for next year, we would consider opening it up in a more region-wide way, because we know that people don't just stick to their one county, and that there's plenty of need.
Sure. Again, that website is garfieldcleanenergy.org/ebike there 2023. We talked about those two types of e-bikes that they're selling for $150. They're worth like $2,000+ if you were to go buy one of these e-bikes. So I can see, just from an economic standpoint, why people would be so interested in this project, this promotion. Again, you've got almost three times as many applicants as you have e-bikes to sell. So assuming that all of those people that have applied fit the income requirement, you're going to have to work on some kind of system for getting the number down to 40. And of course, you didn't expect this kind of turnout, so you don't have that plan yet, but obviously you'll be clear about how you do that. And you said it's probably not going to be a lottery. It will be probably some kind of qualification of some kind.
Yeah. So as I said previously, the goal of this grant funding is to reduce vehicle emissions. And there's a large equity and justice portion to that, because a lot of the incentives for like buying an electric car or purchasing an e-bike in another program or something like that, they end up as tax credits. And tax credits are super useful for everybody who has to pay a lot in taxes. But for those of us who don't earn enough to have to pay a lot in taxes, the tax incentives usually aren't that great. And so this is an opportunity to help people who are on the lower income, who make less money, make them have access to a tool that is otherwise pretty expensive and maybe out of reach. So, you know, yes, the two models of e-bike that we are selling, one is kind of a standard commuter style bike. It looks like a normal bike. It's a step through to make it easy for everyone to use. It's got a small deck on the back that you can put panniers on, and it's a great lighter weight commuter bike. The other is, and we have 30 of those. We have 10 of the cargo bike. It's called a payload. The brand name is Magnum for both of them, and there's the Cosmo S and the Payload. The Payload is a much bigger bike. It's a cargo bike. It has a longer deck that you can put two or three kids on. It has the longer frame and more carrying capacity. It's also a much heavier bike. It's probably close to 80 pounds. And it's definitely, like, I have an extra cycle, a cargo bike that I pedal, and I can put probably 200 pounds worth of stuff in my panniers, and I can put a kid on the back, I can tow things. So it's kind of the work truck of e-bikes. And we're seeing a lot of interest in those, and we only have 10. So you'll have to make a really good case for yourself for needing the cargo bike. And they are retailing at almost $3,000, and the Cosmo S retails at just about $2,000, plus the accessories that we're including. So everyone will receive a floor pump. So that's your standard tube pump that you put on the floor. It's not one that you have to hold in your hand. Then a really good bicycle lock, chain lock, plus a helmet, and the panniers as well. So we're trying to make it a complete package so that you have everything you need to just start riding as soon as you receive your bike.
And you're also including a tune-up with each one of these as well. So is that something that people can redeem later? Or is it, okay, that's what I thought. Because if it's brand new, then you probably don't need a tune-up.
Yeah. Exactly. So the way that we're working on that, we, in the work, in the bicycle work that we've done in the county, we have learned that if you live west of Newcastle, in Garfield County, you do not have access to easy access to a bike shop. Where you can take your bike for its tune-up or for repair or even to fix a flat if you don't know how to fix a flat yourself. So what we have done is we've partnered with, we have so many great partners in this program, and I want to make sure that I mention them all. And in this particular section, we have two mobile mechanics who have agreed to help people who live, who can't bring their bike to a shop. So what we'll do is we'll give every recipient a voucher, a tune-up voucher that's worth $200. And if they live somewhere where they can't access a bike shop easily, or they can't put their bike on their car, or they just can't, for whatever reason, get to a bike shop, they can call one of the mobile mechanics to come and fix their bike at home. So that's Zen Bike Works, and oh goodness, I'm going to forget the other one because it's just the name of a man.
While you're looking that up, what types of, you know, I recall years ago, not that this is exactly the same thing, but I remember when Oprah was still on TV and she was giving away like cars to everybody in the audience, and then everybody found out, well, you know, there are all these fees associated with, you know, being given a new car.
Yeah.
What types of maintenance is required for owning an e-bike? It's electric, so I guess you wouldn't necessarily have to change the oil, but you still have to have some kind of grease in there, you know, to keep things moving freely. But what types of maintenance is required?
Yeah, so it's actually very minimal and not much more than a regular bicycle. So you do want to keep like the chain lubed properly and clean so that you're not wearing down the gears and the chain. You want to keep good care of it. You want to keep it out of weather and everything to just maintain its life and keep it going longer. With an e-bike, the only thing that's different is the motor and the battery. So we will be doing a full training on maintaining the battery and making sure that you use the proper charger, that it gets plugged in at appropriate times to keep it. We want to make sure that the main part of the e-bike that you understand how to take care of it. The motor is built into the rear hub, so where the rear tire attaches to the frame, and so there's really nothing that you need to do about it. It's the electric motors are really easy to maintain. there's really nothing else you have to do with them. The hard part is that if your back tire, if you get a flat on your back tire, then you will have to bring your bike in to a bike shop that knows how to change the tire with the hub motor on it. And we'll go over that in our training session. And otherwise, it's the same as any bike. And with your voucher, with your maintenance voucher, if anything happens, then you can access a bike shop. The bike shop will charge us directly. And so if you went over $200, you'd be responsible for, you know, whatever it was over $200. But most bike tune-ups and basic repairs aren't going to cost more than that.
Again, the website, if you would like to learn more about this offer, is garfieldcleanenergy.org/ebikethere2023. Again, the deadline for applications is May 5th, and it is open only to residents of Garfield County this year, and there is an income requirement. It's 80% of the median income for Garfield County, which Zuleika said is, for a family of four, would be about $75,000. You can learn more at garfieldcleanenergy.org/ebikethere2023. We talked a little bit earlier, and I think maybe we could flesh this out a little bit more. You said that these e-bikes are being, because obviously they're worth between $2,000 and $3,000, so you have to make up that difference somehow if you're selling them for $150. And the grant for this program is coming from a state office and specifically intended to reduce emissions, like vehicle emissions, right?
That's right. Yep. Right. And so, you know, part of our mandate as grant recipients is that we need to try to maximize the vehicle emissions savings of this program. And so because we've had such an overwhelming response to this program, it's going to be, you know, we're going to have to figure out a really strict and clear rubric for deciding who the recipients are. And one kind of the main requirement or priority applicant is going to be people who live and work in the same town. So we know that there is a lot of inter-town movement in our county. A lot of people move, from Rifle to Glenwood Springs or from Parachute to Aspen on their daily commutes. And because we're trying to maximize vehicle emissions reductions, we're going to be focusing on people who take shorter trips, because those are actually higher emission trips, and who have the most of their trips within a bikeable area. And so we want, you know, if someone is living and working in the same town, we see that as there being a higher chance that they're going to choose to ride their bike more often than somebody who on a daily basis is commuting between, say, Newcastle and Glenwood Springs, which miles-wise isn't so far, but it's almost impossible on a bicycle on I-70. We never recommend you do that, ever. So even on an e-bike. So those will filter down, you know, for everybody who meets the income requirements. Then we'll filter it down to people who are living and working in the same town, and then or the majority of their life is in one town, because we've also had a lot of retirees apply, and of course we're going to include everyone in this. You know, there's no age requirements. So that's kind of the main focus. And then, you know, if we get through those, it'll be, and we don't have 40 yet, then it'll be people who live and work within one town of each other. So say they live in Silt but work in Rifle. You know, that's a kind of a closer distance that we think people will choose to ride their bikes. And again, you know, we'll have to see how it all shakes out, but we think that we'll have 40 recipients by the time we get through that.
And if this grant continues in a few years, the Lova Trail might be completed, and then that would make that Newcastle to Glenwood stretch a lot more practical.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're already thinking about next year, because we know that the demand is high. And I've had several people reach out to me and ask about electric trikes. And we didn't include those this year. And so we would definitely want to include those next year. You know, and we would look at, you know, figuring out another way to include more people. Obviously, more funding for more bikes. We know people want bikes in our area. And so, you know, we would ask for more money too.
would an electric trike, would that be more of a roadworthy vehicle as opposed to the bike path?
No. Okay. I don't know if you've seen them around, but there are these fantastic adult trikes that just stabilize. They're just more stable than a bicycle.
Okay.
So in Carbondale, we see a lot of seniors riding them around. They've got a great basket on the back, great carrying capacity to do errands. And I actually don't know if there is an electric version of those, but my guess is that there is, because seniors are just like prime for e-bikes, because they want to stay active, they want to be outside, but maybe they can't quite pedal the whole time. So
this is again just a little bit of stabilization. This is not a trike. Like, for instance, the Can-Am trikes,
right? No.
Okay.
No, this is just like, it looks like an adult pedal tricycle. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
You started to mention partners and sponsors of this program earlier. Should we come back to that?
Yes.
I just want to make sure that you recognize everybody you want to thank.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So obviously, you know, the money for this program is coming from the state, the Colorado Energy Office. So we are so grateful for them for making this program possible in Garfield County. And huge, huge shout out and thanks to Dave Iverson at Colorado E-Bikes of Glenwood Springs, our one, as far as I can tell, our one e-bike dedicated bike shop in the county. And so Dave is doing all of the ordering. He's getting us bikes at cost so that we are not paying full retail price, which is huge. It makes this so much more doable. He's helping us with all of the accessories. He's also our local e-bike pro. So he's going to be helping us, making sure that all of the recipients understand how to maintain and use their bikes. Oh, and that was the other thing I wanted to mention, was that the bikes all come with a 1-year warranty on the motor and the battery. So because this program is kind of like a 1-year program where we're tracking usage data and for 1 year, you know, the 1-year warranty hopefully is going to be, hopefully you won't need to use it at all, but you do have a warranty on the battery. So, you know, big shout out again to Dave at Colorado E-Bikes of Glenwood Springs. If you don't get a bike this year, or if you don't qualify but you're still interested in learning more about e-bikes, please go see Dave. He's got a variety of bikes, and he'll help you out for sure. And then, like I mentioned before, our two mobile bike mechanics, so Zen Bike Works and Charles Engelbert Bike Services, they'll come to you if you can't bring your bike to a bike shop. Garfield Clean Energy. So CLEAR, as an organization, administers all the programs of Garfield Clean Energy. And they're kind of like our administrative partner on this program. And I think that's it. Those are the main partners that are going to make this work and really make this program a success, so that the Colorado Energy Office sees that we need more bikes next year.
Again, if you live in Garfield County, if you make $75,000 or less, that's for a household of four, you qualify to buy one of these e-bikes for $150. Again, there are only 40 of them, and a lot of applications so far to purchase one of these that's worth between $2,000 and $3,000 and includes everything that Zuleika just mentioned. Again, the website for more information and to apply is garfieldcleanenergy.org/ebike2023. Again, applications are accepted through May 5th of this year. And again, just depending on how many total applications there are and how many people are actually qualified that to make it through the process, may need to come up with some additional criteria, which you heard Zuleika kind of flush out there for what is expected based on the grantor at the state level, the Colorado Energy Office. Any final thoughts as we put the wraps on the conversation?
Well, I mean, we have just been blown away by the interest. I had a feeling it was going to be like this, but I wanted to hedge my bets. And I just want everyone to know that we are going to do our best to, keep this program going year after year and figure out ways to get clean, active transportation to people in the county who want it, people in our region who can utilize it, and to help us cut vehicle emissions, improve air quality and overall livability of an area that we all love and enjoy. And bikes give you an opportunity to enjoy it in a whole new way. So I just want everyone to know that we're going to keep trying, and I wish I could give a bike to everyone, believe me. And this year there's going to be 40 people, and we'll try again for next year for more.
And now I'm thinking of Oprah again. And you get an e-bike. And you get an e-bike.
Yes.
Again, the website is garfieldcleanenergy.org/ebike2023. Again, applications open to May 5th of this year. Zuleika, we'll see you around. Good luck.
Thank you so much, Gabe. Really appreciate this opportunity.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.